I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Indonesia's deadly floodwaters may be receding, but World Vision's National Director Trahidi Saptawadi says they're now concerned about waterborne disease. The team has been distributing emergency supplies to the displaced. Saptawadi says that's proven to be the open door to ministry.
We're working with the poor and the poorest place in Jakarta. So people know that we are Christian. People know that we do all this work because our love, our call. They know us very well, but they really welcome us because we really come with the compassion and our calling as a Christian.
Next, four women serving as Gospel for Asia missionaries in Haryana, India, were severely beaten in their home Sunday. Two GFA pastors were also injured. GFA's KP Yohannan, speaking from India, says despite the threats, the women plan to return. He's pleased because women's outreach is a vital part to their ministry.
The most unreached peoples in this part of the world are the women and the children. We are trying to start more Bible colleges exclusively to train sisters to be missionaries, and we do need help.
$30 a month can help train a young lady for outreach. And a generator is up and running in Papua New Guinea. It provides more reliable power to Bible translators where electricity is unpredictable and will increase productivity for translators who rely on computers. Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says,
creates a whole new level of predictability, reliability, and peace of mind as they deal with just the normal activities of life, and creates a peace of mind for that, but also enables translation to keep moving forward, and that's our bottom line.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.